Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This just in from the city of Detroit. They're saying at approximately 8:30 this morning, a small personal twin-engine jet attempting to land at City Airport ran off the end of the runway. The plane, which had taken off from Willow Run, was carrying only the pilot and co-pilot. No passengers were on board. The city of Detroit saying neither crew member sustained any serious injury and both declined to be taken to the hospital, and that we received a quick response from Detroit Fire and EMS, which have the scene under control. At this time, the city says it does not appear runway conditions played any role in this incident. We'll have more for you in the moments ahead.
And again, we are being told that the pilot is okay in this. We're going to bring in Dave Fornell here with the Detroit Fire to tell us more about this. Thanks for joining us. Can you give us a recap? We're hearing two different things, that there was a plane crash, there was a mishap. What actually do you think happened here?
Well, apparently the plane was on landing, and it landed, and there was maybe some problem with the landing gear. It went off the runway. So it's not really a crash. It was a maybe a malfunctioning landing gear. We don't know yet. It went off the runway. There were two people aboard. Both got out. There's no injuries. The problem we have now is that the engines cannot be shut off. They're at idle. And so right now they're trying to figure out a way to shut the engines down. There's no danger. It spilled some fuel. We had our Detroit Fire Department crash truck out there, and they spread foam around the plane to keep that fuel from igniting. So right now it's contained. There is a little problem that they're going to have to work out, but at this particular point, the good news is that nobody was hurt. The plane was relatively undamaged, and everyone's okay.
Dave, you know, Charlie Langton is out there. He says he's not far from the plane, but he says Connor has been closed off to traffic. And why is that? If there's no danger or anything, why is Connor shut down there?
Because the engines are running and they can suck trash and stuff into the engines, and they want to make sure that that there's no debris flying on Connor.
Makes sense. But again, so there's just two people on board. There was no, it was just the crew that was on board this plane, correct?
Yeah, apparently so. Apparently so, yeah.
Pilot and co-pilot, and there were no injuries. So they just simply walked off. They refused treatment and all that?
Well, they were there. They were out of the plane when they got there. We had people on the scene. I don't know if we checked them out or not. Normally, that's what we would do. But they are unhurt.